Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
I was in Hyde Park. It was 2019. My partner and I had gone over to the UK for 3 weeks, and it was the best trip ever. And I caught the travel bug, and then COVID happened. But that's another story. Anyway, I was over in the UK, and we were in Hyde Park, and we were at a cafe getting a nice hot chocolate. My partner and I were sitting. It was March, so it was still rainy. There was a bit of snow and things around there. I was just sitting at a cafe. And we were near Kensington Palace, which is the official residence of Will and Kate. And we were sitting there, and all of a sudden we heard this noise overhead. In the middle of London, it sounded like a helicopter. And I looked up, and it was indeed a helicopter. And on this helicopter was the Royal Seal. I could see it clear as day. And I went, oh my gosh, the Royals are coming. Now, I'm a bit of a fan of the Royals, particularly historically. So I naturally got up and just ran. I left everything behind. My poor partner, Cor, was sitting back at the table with two hot chocolates and a backpack. And I've run across this field. And let me tell you, it was muddy. It was very slippery. I was slip sliding everywhere, trying not to fall. I'm running with all this excitement. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get to see a royal. Who could it be? Follow the sound of the helicopter, and I get to like this open field, which is right next to Kensington Palace. I'm like, this is great. So I'm standing there and I'm waiting. Meanwhile, Corbin's caught up to me, poor guy, with his hot chocolates, and he saved the hot chocolates, had the backpack. He was good to go. I was just too excited. So we got there. I'm staring at this open field. I'm like, cool, the Royals are coming. And like 5 minutes passes. I'm like, something's got to be happening. And people started gathering. I'm like, something's got to be happening. And 10 minutes passed, 15 minutes passed. Then these really scary looking guard guys came out and stood next to the don't take photo signs with their, you know, big scary looking faces that you don't want to mess with. And they stood there and were like, something's got to be happening now. 20 minutes went by. Half an hour went by. Meanwhile, my poor partner Corb is sitting there going, can we just leave? Like, we've got limited time here. Nothing's happening. It's been 25 minutes. I'm like, no, something's got to happen. And a few more people walked out of the palace, and I'm like, oh, now it's happening. 45 minutes later, off in the distance, William and Kate come strolling out, looking elegant as anything, across the field. And they get into the helicopter and they fly away. And they wave. They did wave. I'll give them that. They waved to us. But I waited 45 minutes in the freezing cold to see them. And I had to get a photo, which I wasn't supposed to do. That's all right. Things you do for royalty. I miss travel.